For a long time, nobody, not even Conrad Taylor, spoke a word. All the members of the committee were marshaling their thoughts about those difficult people, the Hermians, so ably represented here by their ambassador. To most people, Mercury was a fairly good approximation of hell. At least it would do until something worse came along. But the Hermians were proud of their bizarre planet, with its days longer than its years, its double sunrises and sunsets, its rivers of molten metal. By comparison, the Moon and Mars had been almost trivial challenges. Not until men landed on Venus, if they ever did, would they encounter an environment more hostile than that of Mercury. And yet this world had turned out to be, in many ways, the key to the solar system. This seemed obvious in retrospect, but the space age had been almost a century old before the fact was realized. Now the Hermians never let anyone forget it. Long before men reached the planet, Mercury's abnormal density hinted at the heavy elements it contained. Even so, its wealth was still a source of astonishment, and had postponed for 1,000 years any fears that the key metals of human civilization would be exhausted. And these treasures were in the best possible place, where the power of the sun was 10 times greater than on frigid Earth. Unlimited energy, unlimited metal. That was Mercury. Its great magnetic launchers could catapult manufactured products to any point in the solar system. It could also export energy in synthetic transuranium isotopes or pure radiation. It had even been proposed that Hermian lasers would one day thaw out gigantic Jupiter, but this idea had not been well received on the other worlds. A technology that could cook Jupiter had too many tempting possibilities for interplanetary blackmail. That such a concern had ever been expressed said a good deal about the general attitude toward the Hermians. They were respected for their toughness and engineering skills, and admired for the way in which they had conquered so fearsome a world. But they were not liked, and still less were they completely trusted. At the same time, it was possible to appreciate their point of view. The Hermians, it was often joked, sometimes behaved as if the sun were their personal property. They were bound to it in an intimate love-hate relationship, as the Vikings had once been linked to the sea, the Nepalese to the Himalayas, the Eskimos to the tundra. They would be most unhappy if something came between them and the natural force that dominated and controlled their lives.